Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. As ever, it is Wednesday, the 29th of April at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the software and service giant ServiceNow, and we'll be chatting to the medical data company Datavant and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. The Guardian reports that Europe's smaller airports may not survive if jet fuel shortages triggered by the Middle East crisis lead to widespread route cancellations, the industry trade body has warned. Although airlines insist there are currently no supply problems within the normal 4 to 6 week horizon, the US-Israel war on Iran and the effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz have doubled the price of jet fuel, prompting some carriers to cancel flights. The Airports Council of Europe said regional airports were the most exposed and faced an existential threat if airlines cut capacity and raised fares, as demand on their routes was generally more price sensitive, demonstrated when Lufthansa axed 20,000 summer flights operated by its regional subsidiary CityLine. The Director General of ACI Europe said that smaller regional airports had still not recovered since the COVID pandemic, with traffic still 30% below 2019 levels, while larger ones had bounced back to growth. Donal O'Donovan in the Irish Independent reports that the Dublin bus chairman Gary Owens is being named as the next chair of DAA to take over from Basil Gagan in June. The appointment was announced by the Transport Minister Dara O'Brien and means the new chair will likely be in place during the final stages of a process currently underway to find the new CEO for the airport's operators following the dramatic exit of Kenny Jacobs this year. A long-running row between the CEO and DAA board under current chair Mr. Gagan had dominated the headlines and spiralled into court action over the past year. The replacement of both the chairman and CEO means the group will have an opportunity to reset key relationships and processes. Mr. Owens is currently the chair of Dublin Bus and sits on the board of the CIE Group. Reuters reports that SpaceX board has approved a compensation plan for the founder Elon Musk with goals as futuristic and celestial as the company's ambitions, i.e. colonizing Mars and running data centers in outer space. The details of Musk's sweeping pay package, which have not been widely reported, were revealed by the company's confidential registration statement filed in recent weeks with the Securities and Exchange Commission. They potentially set up SpaceX investors for tensions with the shareholders of Tesla, where Musk is the CEO. The SpaceX board approved a pay package for the world's richest man that will award 200 million super voting restricted shares if the company hits a market value of $7.5 trillion and establishes a permanent colony on Mars with at least 1 million people. However, he will not receive a single share if the company fails to reach the board's lofty valuation targets.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.